Welcome to the Covenant Community Church podcast. We hope that this teaching will bless you. Share with us how God is moving in your life and how this message impacts you by emailing us at media@covenantcc.net. Are you ready? It's time for the Word.
All right, Ephesians chapter 5, verse 33. Are you ready? Say amen. Ephesians 5 and 33 says something real interesting. It starts out and says, to sum up all the things he's been talking about, a man and a wife, but this would also be appropriate for a masculine and a feminine spirit. He says, to sum it up, each one of you, and this means, again, it's very important for you to understand that little phrase, each one of you. It does not mean that a woman is to submit to all men in the sanctuary. Everyone submits. I submit, you submit. It's mutual submission. It means that a woman, a feminine spirit, is to submit to the husband in her home, not everyone. It means, men submit to their wives in other ways. We'll get into that later, but there is a head to the home. And so each one is not a caveman theology that says that I'm man, you listen to me, you woman. That is stupid theology. Amen? But there is a leader in the home. Amen? All right. And it says, to each one of you is to love his wife as himself. That word love is agape. There's three words for love primarily. Agape, philo, which means friendship. And then there's the word eros, which is erotic love. The word agape love means you love someone unconditionally. We're going to talk about that. But then it turns around and says, for the wife to respect her husband. Go with me quickly to Titus chapter 2, verse 4. It's interesting, that word bothers me. I got to be honest. And you cannot always take one scripture and build a doctrine off of it. I would never, ever suggest you do that. Because the word for respect is the word phobia, which means you're afraid of spiders. You must interpret that scripture to say that a woman is to show love to her husband by being in awe of him. We're going to talk about that. Not being feared like you are afraid he's going to hit you, which is sin. Or fearful that he doesn't have your best interest or afraid of him. But that is the original Greek language, phobia, for the word love there. For the word wives are to respect their husband. Is more rooted and grounded and better understood when you understand that the fear of the Lord is the beginning of all knowledge. How many of you know God is good and God loves you? Can I see hands? Now, that kind of awe is what God, through the Apostle Paul, is saying that a man has to receive love from a woman. Now, listen to me carefully. A feminine spirit loves the way she wants to be loved. And a masculine spirit loves a feminine spirit the way he wants to be loved. And this is a mistake. Because if you want chaos and hell in your home, if you want to be resentful as a woman, love a man the way you want to be loved. If you want to be disappointed and angry as a man, love a woman the way you want to be loved. God says in Ephesians 5 and 33 that you are to love an agape kind of love, a man. Now go to Titus chapter 2 verse 4. And in Titus chapter 2 verse 4, you see something really interesting. It says, in Titus chapter 2, verse 4, teach what is good so that they may encourage the young women. In other words, older women are to encourage younger women in how to be great wives and how to love a man, more specifically, to love their husbands. But this is not the Greek word agape for love. It is the word philo. So Scripture is actually saying that if you want, as a feminine spirit, to love your son, or if as a feminine spirit you want to love your husband, you must love him with philo. And the Bible literally says that if you're a masculine spirit and you want to love a feminine spirit, you must love her agape. Does this mean that you cannot love a masculine spirit with agape or a feminine spirit with philo? No. Philo means friendship. Agape means unconditional love. So what if you want to build love in your home and you don't want any hell in the box, what happens so many times is that we think as men that if we'll love a woman the way we want to be loved, she will receive it as love, and nothing is further from the truth. We think as women that if we will love him the way we want to be loved, he will receive it as love and therefore will be a loving home. Nothing could be further from the truth. As a matter of fact, when it says that a man is to love a woman with agape, what does it mean? It means to love without limits. It means to hold nothing back. It means Christ gave himself for the church, Ephesians 5, and that we are to love a woman like Christ gave himself for the church. The feminine spirit receives love when it's unconditional, when it is appraised and valued above all else. And then one of the interesting things about agape is that you love them before you are loved. So men, you're to take the lead in loving a feminine spirit in your house, which is unconditional. And Colossians 3 and 19 says, don't be harsh with a feminine spirit, which is interesting. It says in Proverbs 31, praise her openly. And then it talks about love being agape love, which is how Paul said in Ephesians 5 and 33, you are to love, and how Paul says in Ephesians 5 and 33, how the man, the masculine spirit, is to love the feminine spirit. He's to love her with agape, unconditional love. Now, how does a woman, a feminine spirit, love a man? Actually, you respect his leadership. You respect his provisions. You respect his attitude. You respect his reputation. You respect his home, and you respect yourself. Men receive love when it's understood through the lenses of respect. Now, everybody grab a pencil and let's go. Let's give God a hand clap of praise as we learn how to build love in our families. Amen? Now, listen to me carefully. Men and women generally are unaware that they have different emotional needs. And as a result, they do not instinctively know how to support each other. There are many times, men, that your wife or your feminine spirit, your daughter or your mother or whoever, is trying to support you by showing you love, but you receive it as criticism. And there are many times that a masculine spirit is being loved by a feminine spirit, and you are not receiving it the way it was meant to be received. And it's interesting that Satan gets involved after the fall and he destroys our interpretation of each other. And if I were Satan, I would confuse the sexual identity of a female and I would confuse the sexual identity of a masculine person, because if I can confuse them in knowing who they are, they will never be able to accept or receive love. But how many of you know we're declaring war on the adversary? Say amen. So, here's what I want you to know. Men give what they want. Women give what they want. And what happens when a feminine spirit loves a masculine spirit, the way a feminine spirit receives love, she becomes dissatisfied and she becomes resentful. When a masculine spirit receives love from a feminine spirit the way a masculine spirit wants to be loved, and he loves a feminine spirit the way he receives love, he becomes resentful and he becomes dissatisfied. But if you could ever learn the love language that the Bible supports and that science proves, you will learn that a feminine spirit is loved first in a certain way, and the male spirit is loved first in a certain way. These are in an order according to scientific data, and the scriptures support them. Number one, if you want to send love to a feminine spirit, you must care. It's her primary love language. It's her primary love need, whether it's your daughter or your wife. What does it mean, men, to love a feminine spirit? It means you have to care. And so when you show interest in a woman's feelings that are heartfelt and concerned for her well-being, she feels love. Naturally, she begins to do what you want, because the number one need for a masculine spirit is trust. The problem is, he wants to be trusted by her more than she realizes. And she thinks she is trusting him, but the problem is that women speak indirectly. And men speak directly. Do not leave me hanging. Case in point, the clothes are in the wash basket and need to be folded. Man looks at it, assesses it, and goes, yep, you're right. There they are. Somebody needs to fold them. Women, I know you don't understand this, but you have got to speak directly. Would you please, if you get time today, would you fold those clothes for me? And he will do anything, anything to please you. That's what you don't understand. But men, when you care for her and she's opening up and she's telling you her feelings about her problems that day, it took me a long time to learn this one, and I'm still learning it. But the truth is, listen to me, fellas, she doesn't want an answer. She doesn't want you to solve the problem, me caveman, me man, me fix problem. She doesn't want you to give her solutions. She wants you to listen to her, and she wants you to hear her. And when you hear her without giving her examples on how to fix the problem, she feels understood. And so one of the key principles of science in the Bible is that there's a different love language, and that when you care for a feminine spirit and you listen to her without trying to fix her problems, she feels loved. It's pretty simple. I didn't know that. Men didn't know that. Most men don't know that. But when it talks about trust, ladies, listen. When a woman's attitude is open and receptive towards a man, he feels trusted. And to trust a man is to believe he's doing his best with your best intentions in mind. And when a woman's reaction reveals a positive belief in a masculine spirit, in the man's ability, he feels love. And so femininity has to learn, like Titus 2 and 4 says, you have to be taught, literally the Greek is schooled by older women on how to love a man. But men, we got bigger problems than that. The truth is that we were alone in the garden, happy as a lark because we had a job. Repeat after me, men. Man does not live by job alone. And we were alone, and we didn't even know Ray. We were alone. God had to come up to the man, Adam, and say, buddy, this isn't good. He was happy as a lark by himself. He was happy as a lark. He had a job, and he didn't even know that he needed anything else in his life. And so all of this kind of chaos there about the communication and the emotional needs of a feminine and masculine spirit, if you will trust him, if you will show him that you trust his ability to lead your family, he'll follow you off of a cliff. The greatest need, emotional need, even above sex, that a man needs from a woman is trust. The greatest need that a feminine spirit needs from a man is care. But men are created, me cavemen, me fix problem. That's not how she wants to be loved. He's trying to love you when he's giving you solutions to the problem. Men, listen to me carefully. She don't want no solutions. Bad English, but I get my point across. She doesn't want the solutions. She wants to be heard. That's why she looks at you and says, you don't listen to me. That's why she looks at you and says, you didn't hear a thing I said. Now, ladies, what does the man say back to you when you tell him you didn't listen to me? He looks at you and he says directly, I can repeat back everything you told me. Everything, verbatim, word for word. And that's not listening to her. So the primary love need of a woman, a feminine spirit, is care, which means that you have a concern for her well-being, and it naturally motivates her to trust you. When you trust him, when you put admiration there and you say, I trust your leadership, and you let him know that you fully trust him, he opens up his heart to care for you. But because you try to love her with trust and she tries to love you with care, you're confused and you don't receive love, and then you end up dissatisfied and you end up actually very resentful. Why? Because a female body is created to receive and a male body is created to give. And so in giving, a male can get resentful about giving. I pay for the house, I mow the yard, I do all this stuff, and she doesn't appreciate anything. She doesn't trust me. Well, a female spirit can get very resentful because she says, I give and I give and I give and I give, and all you want me to do is give. She never feels validated for her giving. So there can be chaos in the box. Number two, if you want to love a feminine spirit, you have to bring about understanding. And when you look at understanding in a feminine spirit, you find out to love a female spirit takes care first, and then second, understanding. What's understanding, gentlemen? It means listening without giving advice, without judgment, without solutions, more importantly. It actually means that she expresses herself And she feels, because you didn't give advice, that she's been heard. What a revelation. That, and I know it's hard for you, because it's so hard, ladies, for a man to hear your problems and to hear your frustrations and not want to solve it. It's so frustrating for a man, because he's trained to be that way. He's innately created by God to do these things. And then it's frustrating when you're wanting care and you're wanting to be understood, and he loves you the way that you, not the way you want to be loved. You want to be heard. You want to be understood. And so you try to love him that way, when he wants your trust, your verbal trust and your verbal support. Well, the understanding, if you would ever learn a masculine spirit to love a feminine spirit with understanding, and you learn how to love a man, which is acceptance. Let me tell you something, ladies. What your man and what a man wants more than anything in the world is the acceptance from you. But you have to realize he can close his eyes and call back the breast of his last three girlfriends. He has that ability that God did not give a woman. And the meaning for that is this. He goes by visuals. And if your face looks unpleased with him, it will shut him down and he won't open up for nothing. He's like a turtle in a thunderstorm. He ain't coming out. Because a man is a rubber band, and a woman is like a wave. We're going to get into that later. But a man is a rubber band, and what happens is that a man goes away. If he feels incompetent, if he feels like she doesn't trust him, if she feels like she doesn't accept him, or there's a problem, he'll go away, and he'll try to figure it out in a cave. It may be zoning out in front of a football game, but he goes away. Men, have you ever noticed that when you go away to focus, she follows you? She'll go into the room and she'll say, "What's wrong?" And you'll say things like, "Nothing." And then she just completely continues to ask you questions. You want to know why? Because while she doesn't understand as a female spirit that when a man goes away, he's a rubber band. And if he comes back, and he will, when he comes back, he feels closer to a feminine spirit. The problem is, gentlemen, when a man goes away to think things through, a woman interprets that as hostility. When you don't talk and you don't communicate with her, she thinks you're mad at her. And so this chaos of hell happens. But if a feminine spirit could be cared for by a man unconditionally, and a feminine spirit could be understood by the masculine spirit, if you were to care for her, she'd trust you. And if you were to accept him, he would understand you. Because acceptance breeds understanding, and caring breeds trust. And so you begin to have your home fulfilled. Somebody give God a hand clap of praise. And so when we accept, when we say that a feminine spirit has to be, a male spirit has to be accepted by a feminine spirit, when a woman lovingly receives a man without trying to change him, he's affirmed by being favorably received. Listen to me carefully. If you ever learn to give a masculine spirit acceptance without trying to change him, because he takes criticism personally, you're trying to help him. You're a suitable helpmate. You're trying to nurture him. And this is, there's all kind of scientific research about this. When you try to help a man that with information he did not solicit, he automatically thinks he's the problem and that you're criticizing him. It's a fact. And so the third love language, and this is a different one, is that according to research in the Bible, is that women need to be respected. We already know through Ephesians and Titus and 1 Peter that men are loved differently than women. So how do you respect a man? When a man acknowledges his priority and wishes that she's first, so the concept of respect is first. She has to come before coon hunting. She has to come before your four-wheeler trip with your buddies. She has to come before your job. She has to come before everything. And if she doesn't feel like you're putting her first, then she doesn't feel respected. And the problem with a feminine spirit that doesn't feel respected is if she doesn't feel respected, she has trouble answering your third love language, which is appreciation. If you will ever learn to show a male spirit appreciation by admiring them, by saying, what a great job you did. Lord, our yard looks better than anyone else's. Or our children you did a great job with baseball. Or whatever you praise your husband for, that when you praise him and he feels appreciated, he'll open up his life and put you first. That it is impossible for a male spirit to respect and put a female spirit first if he doesn't feel appreciated, if he doesn't feel accepted, if he doesn't feel trusted. It is impossible for a female spirit to feel cared for, understanding, and respected so that she can trust, accept, and appreciate him if he doesn't care for her, understand her, listen to her, and respect what she's saying and put her first. And you have to do it in concrete ways. Men are rubber bands, but according to science, women are waves. And one of the things that I've had to learn, and I'm learning and practicing on purpose, is that a woman won't always feel like you love her, that she's got to be reassured of it constantly. I didn't know that. As a matter of fact, when a woman looks at a man and says, you don't love me, a man looks back at a woman and says, what? I told you 3 weeks ago I loved you. Then he looks back at the woman and says, what do you mean I don't love you? I'm here. And then you know what he does? Ladies, everybody knows this is true. He'll point at the house. If I don't love you, why do I provide a house for you? If I don't love you, why am I working 24 hours a day, 7 days a week to provide for this house? And she doesn't receive love the way you receive love. And so families get into this chaotic cycle of hell and dysfunction because they're trying to love each other in the wrong way. The truth is that a masculine spirit, if he's appreciated, will open up and respect and put her first. Want to know why? Because, ladies, I got a secret for you. If you ever learn to honor a masculine spirit, and I don't mean where he's better than you, smarter than you, none of that stuff. If you ever learn to praise him, look at your little sons. If you praise him, he lights up like a light bulb. Your husband is nothing but a little boy. I see men shaking their head because it's the gospel. I feel like Wanda on a living cover from the 80s. Two snaps and a rewind. All right. The fourth thing is that a woman is loved with devotion. The problem is that a man thinks he's devoted when he brings home the income, when he is fulfilled. And men are in a real troubled dilemma right now. You got Bundy as the example of a father whose wife constantly berates him in front of everyone. And you've got Roseanne Barr, who's the worst example of a mother on the face of the earth. And she's the example of the mother. Those are not biblical examples, but those are what's in the culture right now. And the trouble is that he thinks he's devoted to her when he provides for her. She doesn't receive that, and that's very frustrating from a man. But when we say that a feminine spirit has to be devoted to, it's when a man gives priority to a woman's need and proudly commits himself to support and fulfilling her, she feels fulfilled, that he's devoted to her first. It's agape love. But how does a man receive love? A man receives love through admiration. I can't tell you how many times that as a man, I have looked at different females publicly admiring their husbands and how that touched my heart so deeply. Because ladies, a man wants nothing more than to win your admiration. He wants you to be proud of him. He wants you to praise him. You have to tell him. You can't say something indirectly. You got to look at him and say, listen to me. I am proud of you for this. And he receives that direct communication. But women are not communicated that way. But what happens is men communicate love to women to where they love them the way they want to be loved. And so to be loved as a man or a masculine spirit means admiration. It means he has a need. If man has a need outside sex, it's admiration. Admiration from a feminine spirit, because for her to regard him as pleased and being approved. If you want to shut a masculine spirit down, try to nurture him and try to love him the way you want to be loved. If you want to shut him down and cause him to go away and not want, because if he thinks that he's going to be rejected by a feminine spirit, he will avoid you. Avoid you. The problem is, she can feel like you don't love her and be present, and then receives your absence as hostility. And so if you will learn to devote yourself to her and put her above work and let her feel like she's the princess, and to honor her and to listen without solving problems, she will begin to trust you, accept you, appreciate you, and admire you. But if your husband is closed, lady, and I'm going to do a whole sermon on adultery. Let me tell you something about adultery. After 34 years of ministry, I have counseled hundreds of couples in adulterous affairs. I can spot it a mile away. And let me make something clear. If you're married and all of your friends are single, divorced women, you ain't got no business being in a bar hanging out with them at night, because you're next. I don't care whether you like it or not, it's the truth. And I looked at these TV preachers that commit adultery, and I don't mean to be vulgar, but have you ever noticed, ladies, that they commit adultery with something that looks a lot worse than what they had? You ever notice that? When I saw who so-and-so slept with, I thought, was he drunk? You went down for that? No way. I've got the mentality, if you're going to go up, go up. If you're going to go down, go up. And so what happens is, here's what I learned through that. I learned that men never commit adultery and women never commit adultery for 80%. Women commit adultery and men commit adultery for the 20% they don't have in the 80%. And so if you want to lose your husband, let him befriend someone on Facebook that shows him trust, acceptance, and appreciation and admiration. And ladies, she may look like a dog, but you'll lose him over that. Your wife can befriend someone in a text or have a coworker that she admires, that shows her care, understanding, respect, and devotion, and she'll leave you in a heartbeat. But if you ever learn that if you trust him, he'll give you the care, and if you will understand her, she'll give you the acceptance, and if she will show you appreciation, he'll put you first, because there's no one he wants to please more than you. And if you want to be fully devoted to, give him admiration and admire him, and he will be fully devoted to you. Someone say amen. Now, fifth is validation. This is something I did not know, men. And my life has been as a professional counselor way before I went into ministry. I did not know that I have a job to constantly reassure Jenny of my love for her. Because I think and have thought just like you. I thought, well, my goodness, she should know I love her. We have three kids. I'm still here, aren't I? She should know I love her. I provide for my home. She should know I love her. I take care of the yard. I bounce the checkbook. I get groceries. She should know I love her. Wrong, homeboy. She doesn't know. Remember, she receives communication indirectly. That's why concrete expressions of love are extremely important to a feminine spirit. One day she will feel loved, and then 3 weeks later, she'll have a low self-esteem about who she is, and she won't feel loved. A man doesn't understand that. Ladies, a man literally thinks, because I'm here, because I provide, because I'm faithful to you, if I didn't love you, I'd be with someone else. That's what they say to you. I see everybody, hands going up just like that. I never seen so many shouting in this church in a long time. Somebody, so much shouting. He thinks that he's showing you love. Me came at me, fixed problem. I love woman. She doesn't get it that way. She's a wave. She has different ebbs and flows. and that you've got to watch her ebbs and flows and encourage and support her unconditionally when she feels unlovable and she feels not beautiful. The problem is men are visual. And you've got to learn to love a feminine spirit with one sock on. You've got to love to learn a feminine spirit when the hair is messed up and the breath is bad. The truth is, too many of you have been watching sex on television and you think that they are in perfect environments. You see the wind blowing in the bedroom. Have you ever stopped and wondered where the wind was coming from? And I don't mean to be vulgar, but none of you would stop and watch sexual exploitation on television or at a movie if they both weighed 1,300 pounds apiece. You ever notice that they get up and they've slept together all night and he wakes up and his hair is perfect? You ever notice that her breasts are perfect? That's the problem, gentlemen, with pornography, is because you buy a lie of intimacy. But that's the problems, ladies. It's easier for a masculine spirit to become undressed. It's very easy for them to be naked in 2 seconds. And that's where women, when men commit adultery on them, are greatly offended. But the truth is, it's just sex. And if it's not just sex, and I'm not saying it's right, it's wrong, it's a sin. But if it's not just sex, it's because she trusted, accepted, and appreciated and admired him, and he didn't get it at home. She left you because she felt uncared for, that you didn't listen when she tried to tell you what she felt. You tried to fix it, solve her problems, which is judgmental to her. And that you did not put her first where she felt first. And you did not fully devote yourself to her, and you did not understand how to validate her as a wave. He needs your approval. If you want to love a man, this is worth the price of admission today. If he thinks for one moment that you're not approving of him, there's something innate in a man that wants to be desired. We think women are all the only ones to be desired. Both want to be desired, but both have to be desired in a different way. If you will show him approval and make him think that he is your knight in shining armor, or make him think that you do think that he's the greatest thing since sliced bread, it is a need to a man to be approved by a feminine spirit. And if I were Satan, I would make sure no man was ever approved and continue to love a woman with approval rather than validation. And I could do that very simply by confusing femininity and masculinity and making them both the same and creating bathrooms where there's no distinctions. Six, as we close, is that a woman feels love through reassurance, which is also kind of backs up this understanding of a wave. If you want to learn, if you don't leave with anything else simple today and practical, learn that you love your grandson through approval. Learn that you love your sister through reassurance, that they must be reassured constantly, not through things. Not, and that's always been, when Jenny and I have been in our arguments, that's been my rebuttal. What do you mean I don't love you? Of course I love you. Look, that's not how she receives love. It's not how any woman receives love. But if you want to show a man you don't love him, criticize him. Always be suspect of everything he does. Always say, I don't know. I don't know if you know how to do that or not. If he goes to build a birdhouse, praise him even if it looks like a doghouse. You'll be amazed at how the next house will look more like a birdhouse. Because if he thinks he's got your approval, he'll follow you off of a cliff. Approval means this man has deep inside him, he wants to be a hero. And she expresses satisfaction with him, he's got her. But you have to reassure her repeatedly and show her that you care and be devoted to her. And a man doesn't make the mistake that she should know. A man makes the mistake that she should know that I love her. And a woman makes the mistake that she loves him the way she wants to be loved. They're both wrong. But if you can ever reassure a lady and understand that a feminine spirit is like a wave and that a man's spirit's need is encouragement, I want to tell you something that absolutely fuels most men. Encouragement. Do you realize that men were created by God to receive encouragement first and foremost through their wives? They were suitable helpmates, which means God looked at Adam and Eve and said, "This monkey doesn't work. They're not suitable." And so he says, "Adam, I love you, but you're clueless. You have a job. You feel fulfilled because you get your self-esteem through what you do for a living. But there's a problem here." "What's that, God?" "You're alone." "Really?" That's why men can be very selfish to women, come across as being very selfish. But that's also, ladies, why he shuts down like a Sherman tank if he doesn't think he's going to get your approval or your encouragement or your admiration or your appreciation, your acceptance, or your trust. Because he would rather avoid the risk. And the problem is, through the fall, in even pre-fall depravity, which means before Adam and Eve ate the beet, he was fine being alone. And do you know how many female spirits are lonely, wanting to love a man and not knowing how to love a masculine spirit because they're loving him the way they want to be loved? So they follow him because they sense his absence as rejection and hostility, and she wants to work it out, and then you blow up as a couple. It's World War IV. On steroids. And it's this cycle, demonic cycle, to where she feels uncared for and he feels untrusted. And where she feels misunderstood and he feels never accepted. And where she feels disrespected because she's not first, he feels unappreciated. And where she feels not devoted to fully, he turns around and feels no admiration. And where and when he gets to the sense where he doesn't feel like he's got your admiration, goodbye. He will run. It's his nature. The problem is he can run and be by himself and not even know that there's a problem with his singleness. And there's nothing wrong with being single. And if she can not be reassured, he will not be encouraged. But the beauty, ladies and gentlemen, is that if you ever love to learn a feminine spirit, men, with care, she will naturally trust you. And if you ever learn to love a man with acceptance and do your part, he will begin to listen because he wants to fulfill your every need naturally. It's true. And if you ever learn to appreciate him and praise him as if he's the best thing since sliced bread, he will put you first because he doesn't have a need to go anywhere else. And if you ever fully devote yourself to her above the coon dog, above GE, above the coal mines, above elk hunting, above everything else, and it doesn't mean that he doesn't go away. He feels closer to you when he goes away and comes back. The problem you have is that she doesn't feel closer to you when you go away. Part of the call of God on my life is an evangelist, and this is something the Lord's laid on my heart. I have to make sure I do the work when I'm gone. And I do the work when I return. Because my daughters, they don't shut down, but I've noticed that I have to do the work of touching them and loving them and hugging them in concrete physical ways to cause the reconnection. What my daughters are too young to realize, that my wife realizes, is that when I go away, I come back feeling much closer to Jenny. I'm a rubber band. But then I have to be smart enough to know through the knowledge of God that she's a wave. And that there's ebbs and flows so that I don't get frustrated because she doesn't receive my provisions the way that I am sending love because I'm trying to send love to a woman with trust, acceptance, appreciation, admiration, approval, and encouragement. She doesn't receive love that way. She receives it through care, understanding, respect, devotion, validation, and reassurance. And that if I can ever do those things, I will get trust, acceptance, appreciation, admiration, approval, and encouragement. Ladies, as I close, be very careful. Because unlike men, the Bible says that women have to be trained in how to love a man. A man is to love a woman unconditionally. Agape. Sacrificial, like Christ loved the church. No rules. But the Bible says that a woman is to love a man as a friend. Do you know what his greatest desire is? To go to the movies with you, looking good. And for you to trust him, accept him, appreciate him, admire him, and approve him, and encourage him directly. And do you know what she wants from you? For you to listen, for you to care, for her to know that you're not trying to solve her problems, that you're listening because you are validating her experience, that you're really hearing her. And the way that a woman feels heard is when a man doesn't say anything. And he's fully devoted, validated, and reassurance. And then what happens is when these things work together as complete opposites, that box is filled with power. How many of you got anything out of this today? Would you lift your hands and let me bless you? Father, on this great Memorial Day weekend, I bless the men with the blessings of Ephraim and Manasseh. I bless the women with the blessings of Rebecca, Leah, and Rachel. I pray, God, that you fill our hearts with love. Would you, God, help every female spirit to trust, accept, appreciate, admire, and approve, and encourage the masculine people in their life? And would you help every man to care, understand, respect, devote, and validate, and reassure every female spirit? And then we will not be unaware of the enemy's schemes, but we will be more than conquerors through Christ who strengthens us. In Jesus' name, everyone said, amen. God bless you. Have a wonderful week.
We pray that you were blessed by this message. For more information about Covenant Community Church, please contact us at media@covenantcc.net or visit us online at covenantcc.net.